The ECM/variable speed motor component reference, a field reference on the electronically commutated motor ECM, constant torque X13 vs constant CFM variable speed, the motor module, how to identify and test one, and what to know before replacing it. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base, what it is. An ECM electronically commutated motor is a brushless DC motor with a built-in electronic control module bolted to its end. The module takes the incoming AC, rectifies it to DC, and electronically switches commutates the windings to spin the rotor, and to hold a programmed speed or airflow regardless of duct conditions. ECMs are far more efficient than PSE motors, and can ramp smoothly instead of running flat out. Two big subtypes matter in the field. Constant torque ECM, the X13 style, holds a set torque on each tap. Simpler, cheaper, programmed at the factory or via dip switches / taps. Maintains roughly constant torque, so airflow drifts a little with static pressure. A common modern replacement for PSE blowers. Constant CFM true variable speed ECM. The module takes a commanded airflow in CFM and constantly adjusts speed / torque to hit it, even as the filter loads or the ducts fight it. These are the premium variable speed blowers that ramp up and down and deliver the same CFM through a dirty filter as a clean one. This article is about identifying the type and what to check before you replace one. These are expensive parts and easy to misdiagnose. How it works. A permanent magnet rotor spins inside windings that the module energizes in sequence. Because the module electronically decides when to fire each winding, it controls speed and torque precisely with no start capacitor, no centrifugal switch, and no slip. The constant torque module is told by 24-volt signals on taps, or by a programmed profile to hold a torque level. Airflow rides on top of that torque and the system's static pressure. The constant CFM module is told a target airflow by the furnace control board, usually over a low-voltage signal PWM, or a serial command. The module senses the torque and speed it's producing, calculates the resulting airflow, and trims itself continuously to hold the commanded CFM. Either way, the motor runs on rectified DC internally even though it's fed line voltage AC. The module is the brains, the motor is the muscle. In the field, identify the type before you do anything. An X13/constant-torque ECM has a small 24-volt control plug with discrete taps like a PSE speed taps, but they're 24-volt signals, not line voltage windings. A constant CFM variable speed ECM has a 16-pin control connector and a separate line voltage connector, and it talks to the furnace board. Verify line voltage to the module. The big connector feeds the module constant line voltage. It's often hot all the time, not switched. Confirm it's present and within range. ECM modules are sensitive to low voltage and to voltage spikes. Verify the control signal. On an X13, confirm the right 24-volt tap is energized for the call heat. Cool. Fan each select a tap. On a variable speed, confirm the board is sending the airflow command. Without the command, the motor sits still even with line voltage present. Check the connections, religiously. A loose or corroded pin on the 16-pin connector causes erratic behavior that mimics a dead motor. Reseat and inspect before condemning. Know that the module and the motor can be replaced separately on many models. If the rotor and bearings are good but the module is fried, you may be able to swap just the control module, much cheaper. Match the module to the motor by part number. Don't bench spin test it like a PSE. An ECM won't spin up with a stick. It needs its module powered and commanded. Diagnosis is about voltage, signal, and connections, not the screwdriver trick, normal values and targets. Efficiency. An ECM blower commonly draws roughly half the watts of an equivalent PSE at the same airflow. That's the headline benefit. Line voltage to module, 120 volts or 240 volts depending on the unit, must be steady and in range. Brownouts and surges kill modules. Control signal, X13 taps are 24 volts AC on / off selections. Variable speed uses a low voltage PWM/serial CFM command from the board. Motor winding resistance motor half, module unplugged. The three windings should read roughly equal, low resistance phase to phase, and no continuity to the case. Unequal or grounded equals bad motor. Soft start / ramp. Variable speed ECMs intentionally ramp up over many seconds and ramp down at the end of a call. That slow spin up is normal, not a fault. Common faults and what they mean. Motor dead, line voltage present, no control signal to the board isn't commanding it. Bad board, bad 24 volts, wrong call, not necessarily a bad motor. Motor surges, stops, restarts, or won't hold speed to loose/corroded control connector, marginal line voltage, or a failing module, bearing noise or a rotor that's hard to turn by hand to mechanical failure in the motor half, the module is probably fine. Module visibly burnt/smells scorched to blown module, often from a power surge or shorted winding. Check the motor windings before installing a new module. Code/short cycling tied to airflow to on variable speed. The board and motor negotiate. A calm fault between them throws airflow-related codes. Whining or cogging at low speed to can be normally CM behavior. Verify against the symptom before condemning. Tech tips and gotchas. The number one mistake is condemning an ECM because it won't spin. ECMs don't free spin start. No line voltage, no command, or a bad connector all produce a dead motor that's actually fine. Prove voltage and signal and connections first. On variable speed systems, the motor and the furnace board are a matched pair that talk to each other. A motor problem is often a board or communication problem. Don't throw a $400 motor at a $150 board fault. Surges are the silent killer. A nearby lightning strike or a utility spike takes out ECM modules. If a module blew with no obvious cause, ask about recent power events. When only the control module failed, check whether the manufacturer sells the module separately. Swapping the module instead of the whole motor can cut the part cost dramatically. Match the replacement exactly. ECM programming is model-specific. A generic motor that fits may not have the right airflow profile and the system won't deliver rated CFM. Use the OEM part or a verified programmed equivalent. Safety/code notes. ECM modules hold a charge on internal capacitors after power down. Give it a minute and treat the module connections as live until verified. The big connector is frequently unswitched line voltage, so it can be hot even with the system off. Kill the disconnect. Match the replacement motor/module to the equipment's listing and airflow tables. Substituting an unmatched motor can violate the equipment's rated performance and RE listing. Don't power a constant torque or variable speed ECM with the wrong control signal type. Feeding line voltage into a 24 volts control tap destroys the module.